I really do wake up every day now and I think like lettuce, microgreens. I never thought that would be a thing.
Hello, and welcome back to The Food Fix, a show where I talk to lots of different folks about innovative ways to better feed the world. I am Anna Leonis, your host, and today we're going to do a little imagination exercise. So, picture this. You decide to wake up early one Saturday morning and walk to your local coffee shop. You order your favorite drink and an artisan avocado toast that costs $14. Youch. But whatever, you're treating yourself. The toast comes out with all the fixings, but there's one unfamiliar item adorning the top. It's these weird, grass-like leaves. Just as you're about to brush them off, because gross, I pop out of nowhere and scream, "Wait! Those are microgreens! You should really eat those! They have a lot of nutritional benefits!" And you say, "How did you get here and who are you?" So, if you didn't get the hint, this week we're talking about microgreens. But because I am not a scientist and I can't appear out of thin air, I talked with Devin Brewer, a real-life microgreens researcher.
My name is Devin Brewer. I am a grad student at Michigan State University doing research in controlled environment agriculture.
What are you studying right now?
So right now, my research is all about end of production, lighting and temperature treatments on leafy greens and microgreens, which is a mouthful. So more layman's terms, I change the light quality or the color of light during the last week of production or the temperature, and I try to increase different phenolic compounds and then mineral nutrients as well by doing that.
Okay, so I know what leafy greens are, but what are microgreens?
So microgreens can be like any species of plant. Any plant can be a microgreen, like any plant at all, like pumpkins. There are hemp microgreens, not just plants you would normally eat, because they're sprouts and they're basically just harvested once they have their first true set of leaves. So after the cotyledon, the little seed leaves, for less plant inclined people, the plant makes some real leaves and you cut it right then. And the advantages to that are that they're super nutritious, like much more nutritious than their adult counterparts. And that they, of course, only take like 1 to 2 weeks to produce. So very good turnaround time as well.
Microgreens are considered a functional food, which basically means they have positive health benefits beyond their nutritional value. You've probably heard of the buzzword superfood. Well, microgreens are at the center of the superfood universe.
You study them in a controlled environment, so not a typical farming outside situation.
They're not typically grown in soil. Just because of the like contamination factor, smaller plants are more likely to have bacteria problems. So, or to take up bacteria and internalize it and then be unfit for people's consumption. So yeah, they're big in controlled environments right now. Their price is really high, which is a major thing for controlled environment producers because they have so much more cost than someone just growing in a field.
Talk a little bit about the lighting and that aspect of your research.
As far as the light goes, it's interesting how much you can change just by changing the light. So my first experiment, I just compared changing the light for the last week of production, and not even like drastically, like it was just different percents of red and blue. So one was half red, one was half blue, one was 75 blue, 25 red. And then one was 100% blue and 0% red. And within 1 week, these plants all looked very different. Like I could line them up and tell you know which lettuce plant came from which treatment. And then as far as nutritional content went, they compared to just like a normal spectrum, they were like 10 to 20% higher in like iron, zinc, potassium, calcium, magnesium, all of those things. So yeah, light is a really great tool. And we're just now thinking like, oh, we don't have to give the plant the same light the entire time it's being produced. We can change it up, you know, maybe at the end and make it a more nutritious plant, but still get the same yield. So that's very cool to me, at least. Maybe not everybody.
I think it's cool. Do you ever eat the microgreens?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I have to. I mean, I don't have to. It's not like a part of my job to eat them or anything. But after spending so much time with them and like thinking about them every day, because I really do wake up every day now and I think like lettuce, microgreens, I never thought that would be a thing. But after doing all that, like I'm a curious person. I have to try them. And I do think there are differences in taste and texture. The blue light ones, the leaves get really thick, like the 100% blue light compared to the other ones. And so that's weird, but it's noticeable that they're thicker than a normal leaf. And then big thing that I'm focusing on is coloration. And I'm using like red leaf lettuce and microgreens because that's like a big selling point for both of them.
What do you mean selling point?
For like red leaf lettuce and microgreens, their color is a big consumer preference. Like consumers want more colorful red leaf lettuce and microgreens. That's a big goal of mine in the research, is to figure out like, can we make them more colorful during the last week? And we can. The temperature treatments, the cold temperature treatments really do that. But what I've found is that the more colorful they get, they also get a more bitter flavor. So I feel like there's a balance that has to be found. And maybe I'll be one of the people who helps find it.
So are you kind of like the spokesperson of microgreens now? Do you give it out to your friends and family?
I haven't really grown any at home yet. I only do them in the lab. But this spring, I'm going to do some in my windowsill and just like kind of a tray like system where I just like rotate it through. So I'm constantly harvesting new ones. And then I'll probably make some shakes and things and give them to my family. I don't see any reason not to be into microgreens. Honestly, they're easy to grow. Like I think anybody could put them in their windowsill and do them.
How would they do that without the hydroponics and all the controlled area?
They don't need a lot of light because they're young plants, right? So a windowsill could work, and you just get like a plastic, like a tray from any nursery, and you can order like a slab of rock wool online for very cheap, and you just broadcast the seed over and you pour your water into the tray. And because the plants are so young, they don't really need fertilizer either. So you really just, you know, like most plants, you really just leave them alone and let them do their thing. And then after about 2 weeks, you just come through with your scissors and you give it a little haircut and you have a nice salad or a smoothie or whatever your heart desires.
So if you don't want to grow your own, you can pick up microgreens at your local grocery store. They're typically packaged in a few ounce container, costing anywhere from $3 to $10. Of course, they're much cheaper and fresher when grown at home.
Kind of sounds nice. I really feel like I should try some microgreens now.
I think you should. I mean,
I think I will.
Okay, cool. You'll have to let me know how they go for you.
So what are you hoping that this research can do on like a large scale?
Like my ideal dream result would be that I could find a way to improve the nutritional quality that producers would be willing to adopt of microgreens and leafy greens both. And that the end of production method that I find to do this would be more sustainable energy-wise than like if they could save energy during the last like 20% of their production phase. And it could be more nutritious, that would be wonderful. Like that's a dream come true.
Right now, is it using more energy at the end?
So the lighting experiment I did uses less energy, but the cold temperature treatment would probably use more energy unless, you know, you were somewhere cold, but a lot of these places aren't somewhere cold. So a week of lighting and like 1 to 2 days of cooling could balance out at least. That would be nice for my conscience.
So when will we be able to read your research and find out what you found out?
Hopefully by December of 2023. If all goes well, I'll complete my last experiment and finish everything up and do my thesis defense by then.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. It feels like a whirlwind.
All right. Well, anything you want to plug?
I'll plug everyone having a wonderful positive mindset and a wonderful positive day as a result.
Okay, that's it for my lecture on why you should eat your microgreens. I hope you listened and I don't have to spend all my free time lurking in fancy coffee shops anymore. Thank you to Devin for sharing his wisdom. He will be finishing up his thesis this year, so send positive vibes his way. Thanks to the Freezer Bees for making cool songs, and thanks to the Knight Center for employing me. My love for this job is anything but micro. I will catch you all next week. I've been your host, Anna Leonis.